To Jesus I surrender all, to Him I freely give.
A great privilege to be here tonight. Let's straight away open our Bible to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I think it's a very good scripture to read in a period like this when things are taking place and many of the things are happening. It's good to remind ourselves a bit in the way of the scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We start from verse 1 up to 11. But of the time and the season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them, and as a travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape it. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day shall overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do other, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that drunk, are drunk in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a key verse there. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. And wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. Read 1 to 10. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in the heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteousness are judgment, for he has judged the great war, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servant at her hand. And again they says, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servant, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Now verse 7, the key verse again. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And the saints unto me, These are the true saying of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See, thou art do it not, I am thy fellow and thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship him alone. Let us all pray together, enter unto a time of prayer. Si est notre Père, une fois de plus, je m'abandonne complètement à la traitement, ce moment où tu es bien-aimé, Père éternel. Bien-aimé Père, nous remettons tout à la traitement. Nous te demandons afin que toi tu puisses nous conduire et que toi tu puisses bénir tout et chacun de nous au nom puissant de ton Fils Jésus-Christ, que nous t'avons ainsi prié. Gloire et louange soit rendue à ton Seigneur, celui qui vit au siècle des siècles, que nous t'avons ainsi prié. Let's bow our head once again. Wonderful Jesus Christ, we come tonight to humble ourselves before thy presence. Father, there's no man could approach thee, you the Holy God, without the shedding blood of the Lamb. That why we come, oh Father, on the basis of that blood that was shed for the remission of our sin, and that we shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's why we ask you tonight that you shall come down in the form of the Holy Spirit and anoint us all, Father. Anoint this meeting, Father. but because you people has been there fuel, they had did different activity, and they come here not to see a man like me, but to see a God through a man. That's why I ask you that you shall bless me. Let me be a blessing for the life of my brethren and sisters. Let this word be something that will lift us up again, that will bring a revival to our soul, Father. And when we depart from this place, we shall say that it was good to be in the house of the Lord. We thank you for everything in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, amen. You maybe have a seat. I think it's a great privilege once again to stand before the children of God. There's no greater privilege that can be given to man than to stand before the children of God, and we appreciate it for that. And from our reading in the book of Thessalonians chapter 5, I think that it will be something that will help us and bring a revival to our life. Now, we read very good reading there. Paul says in verse 1 of Thessalonians 5, he says, "But of the time and of the season, brethren, ye shall no need that I write unto you." Now, Paul was speaking at a congregation that they already have something, that they have the mind of God, that he wasn't speaking to the babies. He's speaking to the people that got something, that he come to remind them that of the things, you don't need someone to write it to you. The things that are taking place now, the current event made clearly by the prophecy, all these things, you don't need me to write unto you these things, because you know them. You are not the children of darkness. You are the children of the light. And these things should not surprise you. Everything that is going around should not be a surprise for you, because you already have the mind of God. You have something that God has revealed to you, and you know what's taking place event by event, that it's going to the fulfillment of something. You are not new. He was speaking to the people that already grown up in the faith, that the people that know something of the Lord. And we know, we understand that these things could not be applied at the time of Paul. It's a prophetic scripture. It's a scripture that pretends to our time, to the end time. Because we know that God could not come to take his bride in the first age. No, it wasn't possible. It was a prophetic scripture. It's a scripture for our time. But when Paul was presenting to his congregation, he was presenting it like something that's going to happen tomorrow. Something that's going to happen to their time. And he was thinking that the rapture will take place at that time there. That's something that's to do with our time. And the prophet tell us that the Bible, it's a book of prophecy. And it's a book of that telling the future event. That's why the Bible is different from other holy books. Because the Bible will tell you the future event before they could happen. And it's in the form of the prophecy, in the word of God, to prepare you ahead. And the prophet says something very good here from the spoken word. The prophet calls the sudden secret going away of the church. And he says, "It will be better to be ready. I will rather be a sick man and ready with the Lord." Now from the scripture we read in Revelation chapter 19, and from the at the end of the verse 7, he says, her bride has made herself ready. That is our topic tonight. That her bride has made herself ready. And the reason she made herself ready, you will see that everything was already provided for the bride to make herself ready. That something happened, God has provided everything that the bride needs to make herself ready. And the prophet say, in this time like this, that to be well, man not ready to go with the Lord, but however it be. But God is so willing that we be both well and ready. So God is willing that we should be both well and ready. And the prophet tell us, God by saving you and by saving him, and he already feel us physically speaking and spiritually speaking. And the Lord desire is that we shall be healthy, and be also healthy spiritually speaking. That's the most important things. Because Paul, when he come with this message, he could see maybe something was taking side
in the life of his brethren, maybe his own life, and he was looking that, no, it looked like I start sleeping a bit. I start relaxing, because he says some are sleeping, but this time is not time to sleep. It's time to watch and be sober. Because what's happening now, things are not good for Christian world. And things are happening. They are not good. It's showing you that the world is pushing somewhere. The things are fixing to happen. God, in the spiritual one, is fixing to do something. Something is preparing to happen. Now that Paul come with that message to wake them up a bit, to shake them, and to show them that the time are not anymore the same. The things are different. The time is different. What is happening in this world, everything that's happening so far, the flashing red light of his coming, it's all around us. If you look all around us, you can see that everything that happened to the people of the world, they will think that is normal. It's just another movement or just another things that is happening, another wind. But for us, we don't need someone to write to us this thing. We know them. That everything that is taking place now in this world, it's leading to something. It's not just happening by chance. It's not just they are moved with the spirit of making those laws. And all around, it is spreading all around the world. The spirit of homosexual and all these things. They are pushing people or other president to accept that move. It's not just something that's happening by coincidence. It's something they are all in the spirit of the end time. They know that the things must come to the end. And they have to push these things until a level that God see that now I can see that the cup is full. There's no more to waste time anymore. Now it's the time to take my bride out of this place. Then I can execute it to judgment. Because Paul tells us that we are not for the wrath of God. We are for the salvation. God predestinated us to be saved, not to be destroyed with this world. God already made a way for you and me. God make a way for his children before even they come to this earth. But we can see everything that's happening, the law that they are passing, everything, it's leading to something. It's not just things that are happening by chance. No, they are bringing the things to a level that they must, the word of God must be fulfilled. But to us, what does it have to do with our Christian life? It must bring a revival inside of our life. And the prophet says, the revival doesn't mean that add more member, which is good to add more member in the church. But the revival means that you are reviving something that is already inside of your heart. You're waking up the flame that God has put inside of you. Now, the revival has to start with ourselves first before we could bring someone inside. We must be revived first. The flame that is inside must be there and must be on fire that we can bring someone in. Now, we see that Paul well show it. And the prophet said, but God has said in this world that it will be like a thief in the night, that the coming of the Lord will be like the thief in the night. When the thief come in the night, he will not tell you that I'm coming, because you'll be preparing. You will watch. You say, no, the thief promised that is coming. I don't want the thief come and take my good. I will watch, and the whole night you will not sleep. But the coming of the Lord is like a thief at the night. It comes something that will surprise many people, but the bride will never be surprised. That's what Paul is telling here, that the children of God will not be surprised, because they have the key things. By looking at the condition of the world, they know that I must be ready. I must make myself ready, because the things that are happening now, the Lord can come at any time. Just a few things that are left for the Lord to come. And the prophet say, now, if that that will be so, people will say, as the world think today, oh well, there is just plenty of time. It will be well announced. But you see, it is announced, but it is secret announcing. The Lord already announced his coming, but it is secret announcing. And it revealed to the bride. to the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, the coming of the Lord is not a secret. It is something that they already know, that the Lord is coming. The event that are taking place, things that we see in this world today, because the scripture says that the love of many will wax cold. And from these things, you can see that there is something that is taking place, because this thing is supposed to happen before the Lord will come. As we go, you will see certain events that maybe we forget about them. And just a reminder to see that everything that is taking place, it's taking place. It's showing us that the Lord is drawing nigh. That the Lord can come at any time, because tomorrow you can wake up and you hear another news and they say all church must close. There's nowhere where we can worship again. Because the way things are going, they are not been like that before. And the scripture show us, and the prophet tell us, the Isaiah 60 prophesy that the great darkness is upon the people. And you can see everywhere that the darkness all around. There's nowhere where you can see a good things. There's nowhere where you can hope something future coming out of the government. There's nowhere something good that can come out of the politician. All the imagination of man, all their mind is corrupt. There's nothing good. There's nothing that can stand again, because everything is completely in the way of falling. It can't raise up again. And Jesus himself told us that when you see the day of the Lord happening again, you must know that the coming of the Lord is at hand. And we see the same thing happening. And the day of Noah, the prophet says, all these signs are all around us. We can see them and we can witness that surely the coming of the Lord is at hand. But if the coming of the Lord is at hand, are you made ready yourself? Because the scripture says, her bride has made herself ready. Now that's a question to ask. I'm ready to go if the Lord come tonight. That is a very good question. In a daily basis, we should ask ourselves that kind of question. Because the purpose of us coming to church here, not just to meet with one another, which is good, it's a part of the church fellowship. But the most important is that we shall make sure that that morning, when the Lord come, we will go to the rapture together with him. That's the purpose of us coming. That's the main purpose. Because we're tired of this world. And we're tired of the condition of this world. And we don't want to die, as Paul says. You should not be ignorant of the season and of the time. You have no need of someone to write unto you. Because you already know what exactly going to happen. What the Lord is doing. And everything, the mind of God, is being revealed unto you and unto me. Because if you remember in the day of Sodom and Gomorrah, God says, shall we hide anything to Abraham? He said, nothing should be hid to Abraham. Now Abraham, as he become our friend, we must reveal everything unto him. And Abraham must know everything that is happening. And Abraham knew exactly what will be the end of Sodom and Gomorrah. And they knew exactly that God gonna destroy Sodom. There's nothing that will be left there. And Abraham did his best to intercede for the people of Sodom. But God could not find even 10 just in Sodom. There's nobody there. People were not in the position to believe. They were so caught up busy with the things that was at that time, the sin of Sodom now. They didn't think anything to do with God anymore. Their mind was in their own business to establish their kingdom and to do things the way they think that it was best to do. And the passing law that you could not think that human being that was created in the image of God can make such law. You could not think at all. Because this kind of law that they make, when you look at them, you think that, how people can think at this law? And even their children, even their grandchildren will read them. And we say, it was my great father who passed this law for man to marry between man and woman to marry between woman. And people will say that, no, this is a shame. If you bring 50 years before, and we see that someone will be ashamed to hear, even to mention of his wrong before his children or the great children. But now the law they are passing is more worse than you could accept. Everything that they are doing is pushing the people to get somewhere. That pushing the devil is pushing his things because he wants to die with many that he can die. But we thank God because Paul tells us here that God didn't predestinate that to his wrath, but he predestinated us not for his wrath, but he predestinated us for the salvation. That's what God predestinated us for. But we see the scripture tell us that her bride has made herself ready. And the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ is ready to go. The bride is not guessing of what's going to happen. The bride, she has made herself ready. The prophet said, took like for example, if you have your relative or your father, your mother, the one you love so much, and she went away, and she sent you a message that she's coming, you will be in a position that all packed up, the house is clean, and everything is ready. That no, at any time from now, my father or my mother, my wife or my child, it's so long we've been together. He's telling me that he's coming or she's coming. The prophet say every car move that you will hear, you will think, that is daddy coming, or that is my mom coming, or that is my sister coming. It has been a long time since we've been together. You will be in the position just waiting and make sure that I will not miss when she come or he come. I will come and hug the person and will be a great rejoicing. Now the prophet in the sixth seal, I just want to read you something very good there. The prophet give a very good example of one, the rich man's son that wanted to marry. I think many of the people know that scripture. And he give that rich man's son wanted to marry. But the rich man's son was looking at the character, was looking at a woman, not the beautiful, outside the beautiful. But that rich man's son from Chicago was looking at a woman with a character, was looking at a woman that will be able to match something that he has inside of him. And he come out from Chicago and come to a certain country, a certain state in America. And when he come there, and he went to a certain family, and in that family, they were living also with a cousin there. And that cousin was living together with her cousin. And they were living together there. Life was very good. But the cousin was neglected. She was like someone that working for the house. But now at the night when the man has to visit the women and see them. And all those women, the prophet said, they dress very well. They painted their face. They did everything that they could do to attract that boss's son that come to look for a wife. And they say, no, surely, if I do this, if I do that, and all these things, this boss's son will take me as a wife. And as they went there, they went and he went to the party and he looked and said, but this thing, these people, they seem to be beautiful, everything. But I can't find the character that I'm looking among these women. I can't find it. But suddenly he saw a certain girl coming with barefoot. There's no shoes. And coming like the one who was serving and giving things. And the man look and find something that was different that he could not find among all others women than in that one. But before he went, he didn't say anything. And he said, did the other one, they come and talk. And later on, the man jumped from where he was in the seat that they give him, honorable seat. And he come there and come away like going to the toilet. And he met the girl there. And he said to the girl, how are you? And the girl was ashamed. He said, what happened? He said, no, I want to talk to you. He said, me? He said, yes, it's you. And he said, I want to talk to you. And he said, yeah, talk to me. He said, no, can you marry me? And the girl says, me? Marry you? The girl wasn't able to, he could not even think, she could not think that, this man can ask me for a marriage. He said, how this man can ask me? And all these beautiful ladies, they are there. But the man come to ask me, who am I? I'm even barefoot. I have nothing that this man can come at me. And the man says, yes, it's you. He said, sure. Yeah, I will accept to marry you then. And say, now, from now on, you prepare yourself. I give you a certain date and I will come and take you. And the girl, when the man left, she was walking. The prophet said she was earning $1 a day. And that girl, she was saving all her monies and everything. Her purpose is that she must make herself ready. That she must have the wedding garment on. that when the bridegroom come, she will be able to go. And all this time she was walking. And the girl says, the cousin say, why are you walking so hard? I say, you know the man that come here, that man promised me that she's going to marry me. And he say, you, no sense. That man can leave us all and marry you. And you can see that it was a problem of grace. And that man find something that other women didn't have. It's exactly with the Lord Jesus Christ. We look to ourselves. There was nothing good in us. That all these churches, all these women, all the people from your family and from my family, and they are better than us. But God never chose them to be the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he chose you and I. It's a great privilege. And the girl didn't understand. He said, this man really chose me. And she was walking and doing everything that she must make sure that she has her wedding garment on. And the prophet said, as she made the money together, she got the wedding garment and she has the wedding garment. And when she put the wedding garment, and they start laughing at her. They start lunging. They say, oh, what this girl is doing? She's dreaming or what? She's talking about the husband that is going to come and take her and they go to home and she will be the queen there. What she's talking about? She doesn't know what she's talking about. And the prophet said that the same thing. When we're talking about the rapture, the world can't understand it. When we're talking about the Lord is coming to take us home, they will not understand. And they will tell you, do you think you only the church that the Lord will come unto you? They say, ah, despite what you are telling, but the Lord made his promise. He sent his Eliezer and go seek Rebekah for Isaac. And Eliezer already come unto me. No matter how the way I look, it wasn't because of my own effort. It's because of his choosing. It was because of his election. And he found a character in me that he could not find nowhere else. God find something in you. And he found something in me that God could not find in anybody else. Now, because he put that things in us. And sometimes when we look to ourselves, like that girl, she could find herself, she's nobody. She find that she didn't have any merit to be chosen by that great boss son. They say, who am I? But this girl, they seem to be much better than me. But it's not a problem of someone to be better than. It's a problem of grace. When God make grace out of you, and he give you grace, and he give me grace, that is what the matter. Now, when God made that choice now, made her grace, that son, and he come and say, no, I will come to pick you. And the prophet said, is there something? Look what he made. He made the promise, and that the girl, he will come and take the girl. And the prophet said, in any marriage, we are speaking here spiritual speaking. We are not speaking any natural marriage. We're speaking here spiritual speaking. And when we say her bride had made herself already, we're speaking about all the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prophet said there's a four stage that someone is going to a marriage. There must be four stage for someone to get married. He said the first thing is a decision. Someone must make the decision first. That the decision, that the first step for marriage. When he comes, he says, you have to make the decision. He said the same thing happened to Rebecca. When Rebecca has to marry, to accept to marry Isaac, she has to make her own decision. And the parent knew that we should not force this girl. If we force her, anything that's going to happen there, she will turn back to us and says, no, it's you, my parent, that made me to marry this man. I didn't want to marry. And when Eliezer went there, which is the type of the prophet, when she went there, when he went there and met with the parent of the girl, and the parent told him, he said, no, wait, we will query at the damsel herself. And she must speak from her own mouth. She must say yes, that she's willing to go. Then we will let her to go. That was the first stage now. Now, when Rebecca come and they ask Rebecca, are you willing to go with this man that you never saw before? That you have a husband somewhere. And Rebecca says, yes, I will go. That the same way that you and I become Christian. That we accept it by faith. Without seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. But when he sent his Eliezer and come to us and tell us that they're going to be married here. There's a husband somewhere that you must accept. If you ask it, accept that husband, you will be the queen. And we never say no. We all decide to ourselves. You say yes, no matter how the word was presented to us, maybe through a husband, maybe through a wife, maybe through a brother, maybe through a sister. But we make the decision ourselves. We accept it ourselves. When we made that decision and we went to the water of baptism, it was our own confession. We say, I accept this man. I will accept him. And the prophet said that what the next thing that lead now? It's engagement. Now you are engaged to that man. But the story is not finished there. And the prophet said now, you make the engagement at the altar. And the next thing that happened now, what happened next is the promise. You must make the promise now. And make the promise that if you accept the way you say you're going to marry me, I will be a true wife to you. I will not see any man else. I will just see you alone. And he said the same thing that to the man also. The man would say to the woman, I will close my eyes from all other women. I will only look at you. You will be the best of my life. That the way it is, the promise has to be made that way. The prophet says, if the promise is not made that way, it's a crystallizing affair. It's not a connection. The promise has to be made that way. That I will not see another man. I will not see another woman. You will be the only one. He said the same thing that it's come to Jesus. And he said, Jesus, because you accepted to marry me, I will be faithful unto you. I will not miss any service. I will be there always. That I'm quoting what the prophet says. I will always be there. I will be loyal unto you. I will be there for your kingdom. I will not be in another kingdom except your kingdom. How you see that way we make the promise? We say, Lord, I make my promise that you will be number one in my life. You will be the Lord and Savior of my life. I will be walking according to thy will. Not my will anymore. Because you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your husband. And you make that promise. Without that, the promise, the prophet said, it's a crystallized affair. It's not a genuine affair. When you make that genuine promise to the Lord, and you have to keep that promise. And when we make our promise, sometime because of we are living in the flesh, and we forget about that promise, that we already made the promise with the Lord Jesus Christ, that we should not have another God apart from thee. That where our promise is that there's nothing that will be number one in my life except thee, the God of my salvation. That the way we're supposed to make the promise. And that the next thing what happened is the ceremony now. What happened at the ceremony? Now, that's the main thing. That way, the bride has made herself ready. Because the bride went all those steps. And come to a time now of a ceremony. A time of a ceremony now. There's a connection. There's a union, the invisible union between the bridegroom and the bride. There's a union now. There's a connection. It's not a matter of living in a distance anymore. There is something that is fixing now happening. That man and the woman become one. And at the ceremony now, what will happen? The woman will put the wedding dress on, which is the type of the Holy Spirit. When we marry to the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't marry him without the wedding garment on. You can only marry to him. You can get to that stage of ceremony when you have your wedding garment on. When the Holy Spirit is inside of you, then that will make you marry with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it's the invisible union of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are in invisible form united with him. And we become one with him through the form of the Holy Spirit. Now, if there's a marriage now, it means that we are not going to a wedding. We are going to a wedding supper. But the marriage must happen first here on earth. That here, that where the marriage is taking place, where man and the woman are uniting themselves together with the bridegroom before they could take off from the earth. Now, we must make sure that we are ready to go. Because her bride has made herself ready. And I believe that all of us, being the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ in this place, we would like to confess from our own mouth that I have made myself ready. And you want to confess that. You don't want to be in a condition that you are not sure. Because this time, as is not yet to come, is the time for us to make sure that we are ready. That we have the wedding garment on. That the wedding garment is already on us. Because that girl that the prophet tells us in the story, she made the wedding garment and she had it before the husband could come. The prophet maybe said the husband was 5 minutes later, but the girl was sure that the wedding garment was on because the husband made the promise that he will come and take her to go home. And the Lord Jesus Christ made the promise that he went to prepare us a place and he will come to take us home. But we must make sure that we are ready to go home. That the most important thing is that to make sure that we made with ourselves ready. Because God has provided everything that we need to make ourselves ready. There's no excuse. You will not say that, no, I didn't have enough results to make myself ready. God provided everything. And he gave us the Bible. God gave us the Bible. And he gave us the spoken word. Everything that we need to make ourselves ready, God already provided. Everything that we need to purge ourselves, God has already provided everything. There's nothing that we need that God didn't provide to us. We have everything that God has given to us that shall make us ready. That's why Paul says that you have no need of someone to write unto you these things, because you know them already. You have everything that need. That day of the coming of the Lord should not be a sudden secret going away for you. It should not surprise you. It should not be something that is going to surprise you. It will be something that will bring reality inside of your life. You know that anytime when he comes, even when I'm sleeping, I'm sure that if he comes tonight, I will be able to go. It's something to ask yourself a question in a daily basis and ask myself, you say, if the Lord come tonight, I'm ready to go. Because the scripture tells us her bride has made herself ready. She's dressed in fine linen. And she's already there, righteousness, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. She's purged. She's purified already. And she has all the results that needed for herself to make herself ready. Which it means that she has put in aside everything that could stop her not to go. She already resolved everything. She has made the decision that no matter what, I've been waiting this for a long time. I have spent my time going to church. I must make sure that I have my wedding garment on. Because we come to church for many times. But sometimes we know that the Spirit of God, we can grieve it. And the Spirit of God can fly for us. But without that, we can't be ready. Because Paul says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit that is inside of you. How we see that is something that is very important for every Christian life. Because if you look at the parable of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was giving that parable of the man that came and in the wedding hall and the man didn't have the wedding garment, and the man came the way of the window, they say, how come? How can you find yourself here? Because everybody that is here, it's a wedding that's going on now. And people are in a wedding now. And after the wedding finish, we going now to the wedding supper. Now you must understand the time that we are living in. The time that we are living in is the time of the invisible union. That the people are uniting themselves together with the bridegroom. The church of the living God is uniting together with the bridegroom. It's not that we're going to be married there on sky. No. On the sky there, we're going for the wedding supper. We are marrying here. And the prophet says that the marriage is taking place here. And the prophet says, look, in the spoken word, the prophet tells us, God providing his word, that the marriage is taking place here on earth. We are not going to a wedding. We're going to the wedding supper. That's where we are going for. Now, when the marriage is taking place, now somehow you can't marry someone if the husband is not there. The husband must be there. The husband must be there. And we know that in the form of the word, the Lord Jesus Christ comes down to unite himself
with his bride. That's why the prophet says, listen to what he says. Not on the spoken word, providing his word. He said, not no more as a church, you see? Not no more. The bride is called. See? In that day, the Son of Man will be revealed. What to join the church to the head. Unite the marriage of the bride. The bridegroom call will come right through this. When the Son of Man will come down and come in a human flesh to unite the two together. The Son of Man has to come in a human flesh to unite the two together. To unite the bride and the bridegroom together. That we are in the wedding time. We are not in the time that of playing game. That Revelation tells us that her bride has made herself ready. Because the bride is already on the garment of the wedding garment. That is waiting just the bridegroom to come and take her home. That's the time that we are living on. Now, that is individually. We can find ourselves in a different stage of the marriage. But because the Lord tarry is not yet here, it will be an opportunity for you, an opportunity for me to make sure that I have the wedding garment on and you have your wedding garment on. That nobody will say that, I'm surprised. All the brethren are not there. All the sisters are not there. Where they have gone? They've gone to the wedding supper already. But you were among of them. And you were given the same privilege. And everything that the Lord has ministered to his bride, it's for you and I, not a special class of the people. It's for you and I to take part of it, that we shall escape his wrath. Because Paul tells us that the wrath of God is coming. When the wrath of God is coming, no man can stand that wrath. Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. That before we read somewhere else, and to show what Paul says, I like that. And for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God has not appointed you and I. This is for the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that they're going to be the wrath of God one day. There'll be a wrath of God one day on this earth. But Paul is telling us that for you and I, God never predestinated us. He never appointed you and I for his wrath. God appointed you and us and me is for the salvation. That we shall escape the wrath of God. Because God is going to execute his judgment in this world. And we know that this world is already condemned. Is under the judgment of God. And they will see the wrath of God one day. Now if you open your Bible to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 6. And they say that day you will not like not to be ready now. You say, no, let me be ready from this moment. Because when the wrath of God, because the Revelation chapter 6 from verse 12, and the prophet tell us that the Revelation on the sixth seal is a judgment seal. It's a judgment seal. That's why Paul talking here. He says he's not appointed us for his wrath. Because there will be the wrath of God in this earth. Now, God appointed you and I for the salvation. God appointed you and I that we shall be going to the rapture. That's what God called you and I. That is a great privilege that we should not neglect it at all. That's something that, despite the condition of this life that we are living in, we must fight until when we go to the rapture. We must fight because it's not easy. The kingdom of God, it says in the book of Luke, that you must press to get in. It's not something easy. There's all the fighting of the enemy. The enemy has all the weapon and everything that is targeting you and I. It's not targeting the people of the world because he has the people of the world in his arm. Why he should target them? He's targeting you and I because he knows that we are not belong to him. And he's doing his best that he can take us. But we know that because we are at the hand of God, there's nowhere where someone can take us from the hand of God. There's nowhere where someone can take us from there. And Paul says he never appointed us
to his wrath, but to the salvation. Now, in Revelation chapter 6, which is the sixth seal, which is the judgment seal, the scripture said, and I beheld when he has opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun had become black as a sackcloth of air, and the moon become as blood, and the star of heaven fell unto the earth, even as the fig tree cast her utterly and figs. And when he has shaken of mighty wind, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place. That's the wrath of God. Every mountain and island were moved out of their place. And the king of the earth, and the great man, and the rich man, and the chief captain, and the mighty man, and every bondman, and every free man, hide themselves in the den and in the rock of the mountain, and said to the mountain and the rock, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. People doesn't want to face it. It's not something good that you will like to face it. Because they say, hide us. And we see that the lamb, being as peaceful, as a quiet animal that he is, but he has another side of his wrath. That's why Paul says he never predestinated us for his love, for his wrath. He predestinated us to the salvation. But one day, there will be the wrath of the lamb. There will be a wrath of the lamb. But you and I, we are not predestinated for that. That's why we must make sure in our daily basis that we are ready to go, because there will be a wrath of the Lamb one day. And they said they will ask at all these things, the mountain and the rock fall on us, and they will hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. There will be a judgment. There will be the wrath of God. That's why Malachi chapter 4, it tells us very well. That day of the Lord, that great day, the dreadful day of the Lord. Who can stand it? But friend, we should not stand that day. There's no point for us to stand. Because God, by sending us the message, God, by saving us, he didn't appoint us for that day. That day is for other people. It's not for you and I. God appointed us that we shall be the queen. We are the elect lady. And we should thank God for that. And we must fight that nobody should take that from us. And that great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? The Bible put a question mark. Who shall be able to stand at the day of the wrath of God? Nobody will be able to stand. And I don't want to get there. I want to be sure that I made myself ready now. Because the prophet said there will be a wrath of the Lamb. Let me read a quote from the sixth seal. What the prophet says about the wrath of God. There will be a wrath there of the Lamb. That you and I, we are not predestinated for that. We don't need that. Because God predestinated us for the rapture. That's the reason he sent us the message. And we know this world, they will go under the judgment, because they have rejected God to provide the way. God will not judge anybody without giving the warning first. God will not judge anybody without showing the best way first. God will show you that this is the way. This is a provided way. But you must come at that God provided way. That's the only way that God can accept. If you look in Genesis chapter 11, the people there have a good desire. They wanted to come to see where God is. That's why they built that tower. But that wasn't God provided way. That's why God destroyed them. No matter how their desire, their attention was good to reach where God was. Because man was searching. They knew that there is someone that is more higher than us. And they were searching for that. But God destroyed them. Why? Because it's never been God provided way. God only accepted his way. Now for you to go to the rapture, it must be according to God provided way. And God provided the way, it's very simple. He presented the way to us. It's a simple way. just accept the message of the hour. And God himself, because the message has the power of transformation. If we lay ourselves there in the message, we eat from the message, it will change our life. And it will change us in the twinkling of an eye. God has power to transform our life, no matter how evil we are. But God has the power to transform our life. How did he transform someone like Paul? He's able to transform you and to transform me the same to his image, where he wants us to be. But we must be willing that God should do a complete work inside of our life. Now the prophet says in the sixth seal, he said, now notice the last verse of the sixth seal opened. Those who has launched at the preaching of the word and of the vindicated word of the living God. When them prophets that stood there and performed miracles and closed the sun and everything else and all that through that age, and they cry for the rock and the mountain and to hide them and to hide them from the word that they lunge at, because they seen him coming, and they hide us from the wrath of the Lamb, and he is the word. See, they lunge at the word, and here the word was incarnated, and they made fun of it, lunge at them, made fun of them, and the word incarnated, and that punished, and they hear it. And they have said in a meeting like this and know it about it. And they know that the things that those prophets has predicted was looking them right in their face. The things that was in the Bible was looking them right into their face. But they launched at it. The denomination church, the prophet says, in that same story of that girl, he said those other girls where that cousin was living, they were denominational. They were looking for other things inside of looking for the real thing. See now what they launch, they sit in the meeting and they see God, the minister of the Son of Man, being revealed in our time. And the people launch it. And they say, this man is a man of telepathy. Do you think God will have a mercy on this kind of the people? They reject the very word that God make a provision to save them. And they laugh at it. It's nothing left but the wrath of the Lamb. But we see that God never predestinated you and I. That's why God put an ability inside of us that we shall be able to respond to this message. That we shall be able to accept the message. That's why Paul says these things should not surprise you. Because it's not a joke day. It's a day that you will not wish to be there. You will wish that no. These things, if I knew them before, I will not never dream to get in this day. Because even the rich men, they want help even from the rock. But wanting the help, the rock to hide them. But God was the one who created all the rock. There will be no place to hide. Go find that who can face this wrath. Who can face this wrath of the Lamb? Because the Lamb, someone that is a very quiet animal. That you can't think. You never see the wrath of the Lamb. But the scripture telling us that there is a wrath of the Lamb one day. And he will turn now. He will not be a lamb at that day anymore. He will be a lion. And he has to execute it, his judgment. Now in the book of Isaiah. Let's see again. In the book of Isaiah chapter 10. And we see that it worth a lot for you and I to make ourselves ready. Because the scripture says her bride has made herself ready. The bride is not preparing herself. The bride has made herself ready. Because the bride knows that at any time now, when the bridegroom comes, I will go. And that should be your confession and my confession. That I have made myself ready. Because if you look at what's happening, it looks like we are living in the prolongation time. That time that, no. But the Lord's supposed to come and take his bride to go with the bride to the rapture now. But the time that we are living, things that are happening, you look at say, Lord is merciful because he doesn't want his people, his children to die with the hidden. Maybe there was still one outside there that we need to search for that person for us to go home. Now in Isaiah 13 from verse 6, it says, howl ye therefore,
The day of the Lord is at hand, and it shall come as a distraction from the Almighty God.
Paul says we are not for that day.
And say, therefore, shall all hands be fed, and every man's heart shall melt.
Every man's heart shall melt. That day, I don't wish even with someone that I know should be in that day. Because it's not something easy to stand there.
And he says, and they shall be afraid, and pangs, and sorrows shall take hold of them. And they shall be in a pain as a woman that is travailed. And they shall be amazed one at another. And their face shall be as a flame because of the fear. Behold, the day of the Lord come, cruel, but with wrath and a fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the sinner there of out of it.
The Lord will destroy all the sinners. And you don't want to be destroyed with the sin. Because Paul has said he didn't appoint that for his wrath. He appointed that for the salvation. He appointed us that we shall be saved. But we must accept, we must make the decision. And we must accept to engage and make the promise with him. And come to the ceremony of the marriage. When you get to the ceremony of the marriage, that's where they issue a wedding certificate, a marriage certificate unto you. And you make sure that I have the marriage certificate. And the prophet says, the marriage certificate is your name in the Lamb books of life. That is the marriage certificate, the prophet says. That you are sure that he has fully redeemed you. And your name is there, is the marriage certificate. And the scripture says, for the star of heaven and the constellation thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth. And the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy and of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the hardness of the terrible. That day is a terrible day. You don't want to wish there. And Malachi prophesies already. It said before that day, God will provide a way for people to escape it. That's why God sent Elijah, that he shall turn back the heart of the children to their father. Before that day shall come, God will make a provision. That's why God sent the prophet to you and I, that we should not die with the world, that we should not go through the tribulation, that we shall be purged inside here in the house of God. That where the judgment of God starts, that when we receive our portion of judgment, and when we go home, we say, it was good to be in the house of God, because I have received my portion. Now I'm in the position of preparing myself. I must make sure that tonight I'm ready. When he comes, I will be able to go. So why we come to church? That we shall receive the judgment of God. That we shall receive something for God that will make us ready. That all the dust, all the things that is not important, the things that can hold us from the rapture. When we come to church, we want to get something that will take away all those desires. But I don't want to be Francois that I used to be 2 weeks ago. I want a permanent change inside of me. I want to make sure that the wedding garment is on me. I say, I have come this time, long time here, to the message. I don't want to be in the condition that I will miss the rapture. Because that day is not a good day. Nobody should wish to face that day of the wrath of the Lamb. Because there's nobody that can face it and find it a good time. No, it's not a good time. That's why God provided for his elector. God provided for his children a way to escape that judgment before the judgment could come. Now, if you get there, it's not God to blame. The prophet said God has provided everything. And if God provided everything, he made a way that nobody should go to hell. But it's not God to decide. You have to decide yourself. You have to make your own decision. Nobody can decide in your place. You say, God, I'm tired now. I make my decision today. I engage with you. I give you my promise. Maybe I never keep them before. But today, I renew my vow unto thee. I will keep my promise. I want to make sure that the wedding garment is on me. Because the time that you are living, we are living in time of Sodom. We are living in time of Noah. There's nothing that we can say. The prophet say, everything that you see, the buildings, all the road that they are building, it's the sign of the end time. They try to build something that is already condemned. They try to distract the people that you think. And sometimes when you see those buildings, when you see the road, and you're driving sometime, you have a good time driving, you say, is God going to destroy this road? Yes, everything will be destroyed. Because the word of God must be fulfilled. Sometimes we get fooled by this condition that we look around and say, this building is a nice building, man. If that's the city, Washington, God will destroy it. Yeah, it's going to be destroyed. That's the word of God. Because nothing will stand there. God has to destroy the witness and has to destroy the sinner. Everything must be destroyed. And you don't want to stand there. I don't want to stand there. Because God already provided a way that we should not face that day. Let's finish our scripture we read from Thessalonians chapter 5. It's a very good scripture that can go home and meditate upon them. It's a powerful scripture for the time that we are living in. And Paul says, but of the time and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so come as a thief in the night. See, you have no need for someone to tell you these things. You know them already. Another word, Paul is telling that you have the mind of God. God has revealed everything unto you. There's nothing new for all that is happening to you and I. There's nothing new because God already tells us when we see these things happening, it makes us happy that the promise of God is being fulfilled. Because God says the condition of Sodom has to come back again. He said, for when they shall say peace and safety, the sudden destruction come upon them as it travel upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. They will not escape. But you and I, we will escape. Why? Because we have the mind of God. God has revealed his plan to us. God has provided a way of escaping to us. God has provided a way that we can escape the judgment. But ye brethren are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. We are not of darkness. God has sent us the light. There's a gross darkness upon the world. But arise and shine because thy light has come. We have the light despite that the gross darkness is there. When the prophet said that it's a gross darkness, but it's a shalom to the bride. The prophet said, it's a shalom to the bride. Gross darkness upon the earth, but there's a shalom to the bride. Why? Because shalom is because the bride is not of the darkness. The bride has received the evening light. He has something, he has received something that she can't live in darkness anymore. And ye are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. That's very good. Therefore, let us not sleep. Paul is waking them up. He said, do not sleep. The day are not good. Do not sleep because you are not of the night. You are of the day. You are not of the darkness. You are of the light. The light you have, it is the message of the hour. And you don't need to sleep. He said, do not sleep. Therefore, let not us sleep. Let us not sleep as other, but let us watch and be sober. Others are sleeping, but Paul says, we should not sleep. We must watch and be sober. Because the enemy is catching people. You don't want to be catched. You want to be sober and watchful. You want to be in a condition that I watch. Watch in your house. And watch in your life. And watch in your family. And also be your brother and your sister keeper. Because that's why we are Christian. That's why we call one another sister and brother. Because God calls us to be your brother and your sister keeper. No matter what's happening, no matter what happened, we should not let that things go away from us. No, we should not let it go. No matter how hard your brother can be, how hard your sister can be, but in a time like this, you need someone that can watch with you. You need someone that can show love. You say, ah, my sister, what's going on? You look like sleeping. My brother, what's going on? You are sleeping. Let's go and pray, man. Let's go and pray, sister. That's the kind of the things you like in this time. Because there's so many things that can distract us. The enemy has made a lot of things to distract us. But we don't want to be distracted in this time. This time we want to be watch and sober. Because the devil will try to bring this and bring that. No, we must put the devil under shame. And we must be together as the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the bride is not divided. We should not be divided. We should put the devil in a shame. The devil must feel that he's ashamed. That these people, you can't separate them. They are one body, they are together. That's why I say, watch and sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that drunk, are drunk in the night. You can't drunk because you are off the day. The people that drunk, they drunk at the night. Even the scripture, the world, the nature itself, it shows us. Most of the people, they enjoy drinking during the night. You see, after Friday walk, they go in the pub now full drinking. But you and I, we know that these things are not for us. Because it looks like they are having good time, but the wrath of the Lamb is coming. The wrath of the Lamb is coming. And God will execute his judgment. And he said he will punish the sinner. Now that is for few time. It's not for a long time for them. But you and I, we're going to a millennium. We're going to spend 1,000 years with the Lord. It's not something very grateful than the pleasure of this life. Because the pleasure of this life, it will end one day. And God will judge this world. And sometimes, because of loving so much the pleasure of this life, many people go early home. They go early. You find someone die 27 years old. Someone die 20 years old. What accident? Because coming from the pub drinking and so much drinking and speeding and get to a crash and die. But when you are a Christian now, you are saved from all those kind of things. Because when you are not drinking, you can control yourself very well. Despite that the accident happened even to the children of God. Because the devil would make the things that way. But you will never fall in that category of the people. Because God already appointed you and I for the salvation. If we can all stand and bear that in mind, the scripture tells us, before the brook can come and give us a song, that her bride has made herself ready. The bride is ready. She has everything that needed for her to be ready. And we must check ourselves that the wedding garment is on. That we made ourselves ready. That when the Lord come to take us for the rapture, we will be able to go to the rapture. It's something that we must always pray, that we should not sleep. The things of this world, the riches of this world, the need of this world should not take us away from the reality of the message of the hour. Because if these things is not awake inside of us, we will miss the rapture. But what the God will do, we not know God to blame. Because God already provided everything that we need. Let's sing the song, then we enter to a short time of prayer.
Nations are breaking. Nations are breaking. Israel is waking. The signs that the prophets foretold. Gentiles, they number, they already conquer. Eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near. Man's heart up. Victory is growing, Jerusalem restoring, national life, no empty drum. Today is calling, a letter rain up falling, return and despair to your arms. The day of redemption is here, man's heart are failing. Spirit, your lamps dim and play. Look up, your redemption is here. Heaven's powers are shaking, and Miriam is taking God's willing to be on the sky. The church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps dim and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. False prophets are lying, God to their denying, that Jesus the Christ is our Lord. So this generation, God's revelation, will walk where the grass of the day of redemption is here. Men are feeling for free. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps dim and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for pain. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps dim and clear. Look up, your redemption is here.
I sing one more before we enter to a short time of prayer.
Too heavy to bear. greater man was than him.
Just ask the Lord and make sure, examine ourselves that we have the wedding garment on, because that was provided for us, and God didn't appoint us to the judgment, to the wrath of the Lamb, but to the salvation. Let's all enter to a time of prayer.
Je viens cette nuit devant ta sainte présence pour te remercier de ton amour, ta grâce, ta miséricorde.
Ce soir, et nous voulons que toi tu puisses nous bénir afin que la gloire et l'honneur puissent être avec nous, puissent être rendus à toi, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. La recherche du travail, oh Dieu bien-aimé, ce moment, je ramène cela à la traitement. Je demande que toi tu puisses nous bénir au nom puissant de Fils Jésus-Christ.
If anybody has any prayer request, how do we ask Brother Wilmer to come forth to close with a word of prayer? If you have any request, just lift up your hand to the Lord. And the Lord who sees the need of his people will provide to your need and to my need.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, tonight, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We would all lift our hands tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I am needy people. Mm-hmm. Father, even as we see the signs of your coming, the
yes, Lord.
Light flashing, Lord.
Yeah.
In our souls, we can sense there's something happening.
Yes, Lord.
Father, even the people that are not even spiritual, people that are not believers, they feel that there's something happening,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
And they are preparing for something that they don't know what it is.
Yes.
But Father, we are privileged tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we can prepare knowing exactly what is coming, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, the hour will come and we'll find many not ready.
Yes.
But we are glad, Lord, that, Father, you have given us a message.
Amen.
A message that would help us to
yes,
prepare, Lord.
Lord.
A message that teaches us, Lord, how to dress,
yes, Lord.
How to talk with one another.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, how we, whatever we have to do, Lord, it tells us everything what
yes.
we ought to do, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Just so we could be prepared for your coming.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I pray, Lord, that if there be any in this place tonight, Lord, Father, and they are not sure and they are not ready,
yes, Lord.
Father, may you just give them grace tonight.
Please, Lord.
Father,
please,
a desire
Lord.
to make ready for that day.
Yes,
for
Lord.
Indeed it says it shall burn as an oven, Father, and that nothing will be left on top of anything, Lord.
No.
But there will be destruction. But
yes,
we are
Lord.
Glad, Lord, that you have made a way of escape for
yes,
us.
Yes, Lord. Lord. Amen.
Father, I pray, Lord, that every one of us, Lord, will find that way tonight,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Help us, Father, that yes, nothing Lord. Of this world would ever hold us back.
Yes.
Father, it says in the song, Lord, O God, that the rich man was standing in judgment and his riches could not be found.
Yes.
Father, help us that we trust not in these things that
yes,
we
Lord.
Perish. But that, Lord, we would put our trust in Thee, O God. Please, Father, be merciful unto us and remember us tonight, Lord. Father, even as we go home, we commit all our needs into Your hands.
Yes, Lord.
We know that You are our Jehovah Jireh.
Yes,
you still provide, Lord. Father, if there be any that are lacking tonight,
yes,
Father, may You do something for
yes,
them.
Lord.
Lord, You are the God that can open a door that no man can shut,
yes, Lord.
Lord. I pray, Father,
please,
that if
Lord.
You should tarry long, Lord, let there be no person that could be barren in this place.
Yes, Lord.
Let there be no person that could be jobless.
Yes, Lord.
But Father, the Amen. World may know, Lord, that
yes,
You are
Lord.
A God that is concerned about the welfare
yes,
of Your
Lord.
People.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we commit the Sunday service into Your hands.
Please, Lord.
Lord, we pray, Father, that You be amongst us.
Yes, Lord.
That Your presence will be mighty, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Father, oh God, that You would vindicate Thy word once
yes,
again
Lord.
In our lives, Lord. Be with us now as we go home. We commit every brother, every sister into Your hands, Lord. And we remember our brethren that could not be here tonight. Be with them, Lord, Father. And Lord, I just pray You'd strengthen them to be with us
yes,
on the
Lord.
Sunday. We
yes,
pray
Lord.
For Brother Jose, who's traveled to Brussels, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
May You watch over him, Lord.
Please,
may
Lord.
You bring him back safely.
Mm.
Praying, Lord, even for Brother Maxwell and his daughter.
Please,
Lord, as they begin to prepare the journey back here, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Father, for journey mercies upon
yes,
them,
Lord.
That they travel safely, Lord. And we thank You, Lord, even for Brother Vladimir's father, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That he traveled safely home, Lord. May You bless him and watch over him until we meet with him again, Lord. Father, we commit now everything into Your hands, and we ask Your mercy and Your grace upon our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing the chorus, then we dismiss. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go, precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of world and a joy. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus with you. From you, from every snare. If then joy.